This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another episode of Ramadan Therapy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Ramadan, make it a Ramadan of healing, happiness, contentment, and love. Allahumma ameen. This is episode number 9. Walillahi alhamd. Allahumma zid wa barik ya Rabb. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to complete the month of Ramadan. ويبلغنا رمضانا بعد رمضان ويتقبل منا هذا الشهر المبارك اللهم آمين. The hadith and the dua that we're going to study today is from Sahih al-Bukhari, the book of Da'wat. And subhanAllah, we've been focused on some of the authentic narrations of the Prophet ﷺ. And we're going to study some more verses of the Quran that are also pertinent in our invocations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this one is in particular for those who, alhamdulillah, have entered into fulfillment of half of their deen, who are married, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring happiness between a husband and wife. And one of the ways to instill that is to have regular visitations and conjugal visits where we are together intimately, but also sexually. And there's a difference between intimacy and sexuality. Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she says that of the things she misses most after the departure of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that annahu yu'alliqu, that he would bring his fingers into her fingers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he sat next to her and hold them together. She says, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, that she would miss, those intimate details of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when she would raise a cup to drink, he would ask for the cup, and she would see that he would look at her and make sure that she acknowledged that he drank from the same spot that her lips had drunk from. Those are levels of intimacy that are things that we need to increase in our blessed homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our homes with barakah, with khayr, with happiness and merriment, and disband the shaitan from around it. But one of the most strained aspects of marital life is the sexual encounters, and coming together in love and comfort with each other at times can be strained if one is not protected from the shaytan. And therefore you find the Prophet ﷺ teaches this hadith. This hadith is narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who was a young man and had not yet married. But it shows you that this isn't something that was a taboo. And I want you to understand this. As Muslims, sometimes we're very closed and we feel that there's some kind of, inappropriateness. But actually it's something that the Prophet ﷺ was very progressive for his time, very progressive in his outlook, and you find that some of these hadith are narrated by men and women, young men and young women, even at the times who had not yet married at the time. This is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يعني يروي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, لو أن أحدكم, if any one of you, إذا أراد أن يأتي أهله قال, whenever they wish to have a conjugal visitation, to have comfort with their spouse, with their husband, with their wife. In particular, if a man comes and he's about to enter upon his wife, he's about to enjoy each other's company with each other, يأتي أهله قال, he should say, Bismillah. The word Bismillah is always a foundation to remove the shaitan from your home as you enter it, from your food as you partake from it, from your clothing as you put it on or take it off. All of these were things taught to us by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's also a statement that turns the angel's attention away from you in this particular act. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in another authentic hadith that the angels turn away from us, even those who record our deeds, turn away from us out of humility and shyness. When we enter into the restroom to fulfill our needs in that sense, when we enter upon our spouses, and when we remove, نَضَعْ عَنَّا ثِيَابَنَا, to remove our clothing. However, the shaitan seeks to come. And therefore, every time in each one of these three instances, the Prophet teaches us a dua to blind the shaitan, to blind the nefarious unseen forces from our presence. So he says, as a way of protecting our home, our spouse, ourselves, our future progeny and children, he says, say, قَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ, that's the first, اللهم جنبنا الشيطان. Oh Allah, turn the shaitan away from us. اللهم جنبنا الشيطان. Oh Allah, turn the shaitan away from us. وجنب الشيطان ما رزقتنا. And turn the shaitan away from that which may come as a rizq from this union. That if we are to be blessed with a child, turn the shaitan away from them. Don't let the shaitan have a presence in their life. فإنه إن يقدر بينهما ولد في ذلك. The Prophet ﷺ says, if it is their qadr that they will to have a child out of meeting in this union, لم يضره شيطان أبدا. The devil will not have ضر, an evil presence, an evil lifestyle built upon them. Now that's very important. The Prophet ﷺ teaches us to protect ourselves from the shaitan, to protect our spouse from the shaitan, to protect our unborn child, if it is our qadr, to have them enter into our life. Now that's a therapy we are all in need of. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us happiness. And it's something that you should consider and think about before you enter into that wonderful, blessed moment of joining with each other in finding comfort and love, intimacy, and sexual activity. Once again, the Prophet ﷺ would teach us to say Bismillah, which is always a dua you say whenever you're going to do something good. Know that when a man enters upon his woman, when a woman and her husband find comfort, that is an act of charity. It is an act that earns a massive reward. And the ulama, they say that the reward of that act is equal to the amount of sinfulness if that act was done outside the marriage union. So that shows you the gravity. Compare zina, adultery, fornication on one hand, and then compare finding comfort and love with one spouse. On the other hand, you could see the massive amount of reward that can be endured and earned from it. How do you earn its maximum? That you begin with this dua of the Prophet ﷺ. Bismillah. Allahumma jannibna shaytan wa jannib shaytana ma razaqtana. Oh Allah, we begin everything that is blessed with your name, seeking your blessing. Allahumma jannibna shaytan. Oh Allah, turn the shaytan away from us, blind him from us, keep him out of our presence. وَجَنِّبْ الشَّيْطَانَ مَا رَزَقْتَنَا, and protect our children, our future children that may come from this union, from the influence of the shaitan. The Prophet ﷺ says, if this will happen, the shaitan will never be able to have a presence and harm and dhar upon that child's life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our children, protect our homes, and raise us up upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. May Allah give us happiness and closure from errors and sinfulness in the month of Ramadan, and reunite us with our loved ones always in this dunya and in Jannatul Firdaus with our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.